For me, I don't do art for art's sake.
Kapulani Landgraf is probably best known for stunning photographs of Hawaiian places, photos that conjure the forces of nature.
As long as there's issues, I'll be doing it. But if there's not, maybe not.
Landgraf still works with a large format camera and film.
For me, I still get excited by developing my film. I still love the tonal quality, working in the dark room.
The smells and the light.
Water running.
You make these glorious prints, then you cut them up, strip them.
The whole process of what they're doing to the land, I'm doing it to the photo.
For the Pono'iwi installation, Landgraf documented Hawaiian burial sites on Maui, which have been disturbed by military development and or sand mining. Acres and hundreds of thousands of tons of sand have been taken from Maui beaches to process sugarcane and for making concrete. For example, here on Oahu, Native Hawaiians buried their ancestors in caves or in sand dunes along the coastline.
Iwikupuna, or ancestral remains, is part of this life cycle and this connection that we have to Aina, or land, that begins at birth.
Kekuewa Kikiloi's doctoral focus was archaeology. He teaches Hawaiian studies at UH Manoa. He says a child's umbilical cord and afterbirth are traditionally buried.
Those things are planted into the land right away to maintain that immediate connection. And that connection persists throughout life until the time you die, and then your remains go into the ground. And so it completes that cycle. Yeah? The whole act of burial is called tukano. It's like to plant something into the ground.
So to bury somebody is actually...
The term is kano, to plant. The spirit of a person continues on into the afterlife, returning to creation, to the ancestors. And so when you rip it out of the earth, it in essence leaves the spirit kind of in limbo. That's why I think people get so upset about it. You know, a lot of the burial laws for Hawaii actually are really strong and allow for both Native Hawaiian input and also developer input. But over the past, I don't know, decade or so, there's been sort of a dismantling of historic preservation in Hawaii. Last session, there was a really dangerous bill that ended up becoming law.
Kikiloi is referring to Senate Bill 1171, now a law, which allows phased reviewing of a project's impact after it's begun.
In essence, it's kind of like saying, I don't want to know what's out there until it's too late.
This show is timely because I see it as what's going to happen in Kaka'ako.
You mean with the rail project?
The whole thing about that Senate Bill 1171, they go all the way to Kaka'ako, and then, well, it's too late. You just have to go over it, kind of what happened with H3 and Kukui'okane. It's like history repeating itself.
That's what Landgraf's installation documents. Originally, 20 shovels hung suspended over discs of salt. Each shovel handle burns with words, the words of a chant used in reburials. Each heavy shovel blade is punched with holes that Landgraf painstakingly drilled herself.
For me, it's all about, you know, having that pain and that struggle to sort of bring it to the project. Art is supposed to be the consciousness of a culture. So if we look at art today and what's happening in contemporary Hawaii, do we see that? That's the question. How come there's not more of us that's doing this, that are really more vigilant for what's happening here?
Well, artists created the buzz in Kaka'ako. You're saying they can do more?
I think that's what we're supposed to do. I think any responsible artist would be doing that. And I wish there was more artists doing that. You know, feels kind of lonely out there.
Kapulani Landgraf with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.